we've been convening something called the Center City Roundtable, and it brought together the businesses, the residents, the social service agencies, as well as relevant government agencies. You can't do this in too broad a brushstrokes. You actually have to look at what the specific issues are. So there are people that are homeless who aren't doing anything wrong, and that's an issue of services. We have a lot of individuals who have substance abuse issues, and the criminal justice system doesn't deal effectively with them. The war on drugs hasn't been effective, so we're expanding something called law enforcement assisted diversion, which is expanding drug treatment. We are 50th in the nation in mental health beds, which means that we feel the effect of people who are, you know, decompensating and on our streets. Don't want to stigmatize this. There are lots of people with mental health issues who are fine, who have friends, family, neighbors, and treat. There's a very small number who don't. And we're looking at trying to develop a new funding source and more wraparound services for those individuals. Then there are people who just don't follow the rules. And they get tickets and they don't pay tickets. And we're working with our city attorney to responsibly prosecute those that just don't follow the rules. And under his leadership, the city just stopped prosecuting those at all. And, you know, maybe we probably did too much prosecution of that in the past, but now the pendulum swung too far to where we're doing none. And I think we need to do some. Those that won't accept services, just won't follow the rules, there has to be a consequence because our officers have to have the authority to do something about people who drink in public, you know, urinate in public, or won't abide by basic rules.
The other thing that has happened, which does involve the police department, is the work that's going on under the consent decree that the city of Seattle has entered into with the U.S. Justice Department. It seems from the outside that things are progressing. Is that true?
Yeah, I think they are. And in fact, I think that that's one of the, you know, it was a rocky road to get there. And from what I know from speaking to other mayors, it's always a rocky road because this is one of the toughest issues we face. I mean, for decades, our communities of color have complained about inequitable treatment from the police. And, you know, so what we have now is we have civil rights leaders, community leaders at the table with police officers, the police union, the command staff, as well as other community leaders on the Community Police Commission. And everyone's working together. And the Police Officers Union dropped their lawsuit against it, which is great. You know, again, it was a rocky road to get there, but it always is. But look at where we are in that we have people now focused on it. And it'll be in the public eye because the Community Police Commission keeps it there. This isn't something that's now just going to happen behind closed doors somewhere.
If you're reelected, what kind of police chief will you seek out?
We're looking for, you know, the qualities you seek are, there's challenges for any chief to meet all of the qualities we're going to set out. They have to be innovative and creative. They have to be dedicated to harm reduction as a philosophy, not just, you know, law enforcement, because so many of the challenges we face are social challenges, not, you know, other challenges. They have to have the trust of the police and respect of the police officers as well as community leaders. So that's a tall order, but that's what we'll be looking for.
You have a police chief, an interim in place right now. Will he keep the job if you're reelected until you are satisfied that you found Gandhi to fill his shoes? Because that sounds like what you're looking for. Yeah.
Well, I know. And I think, you know, when I ran 4 years ago, that there was this issue of, you know, it's very easy when you're running to say, oh, well, the solution is in finding a great chief. But we need to be really clear. This is an issue that will require the engagement of the community, the police officers, the political leaders, you know, the community leaders themselves. So a chief is a piece of that puzzle. And Chief Pugel has indicated he wants to apply for the job. And so far, he's been scoring good marks with the community leaders and the police officers and the monitor as well. So I think we're really fortunate to have Jim doing the work he's doing right now. And I'm glad he's going to apply. But of course, we're going to do a national search, and we're going to search for the best possible candidates. And he'll have to compete on an equal footing with everyone else.